Today will Be'ez Hashem be learning Daf Tzadi Hei and finish the 9th and begin the 10th and final parak of Masechta Se'erevin. The topics that we will learn about include: the Gemara first explains the opinion of Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah that we equate the halacha of future Shabbos with the halacha of the remainder of this Shabbos. The last Mishnah in the parak records two machlekes between Rabbi Huda and the Chacham, one of which is how many mechitzas are required to make a Rishus Yachad Dai Raisa, and the other is about the application of Pitikur Yared V'Saisim. The final parak discusses how to rescue tefillin when they are found on Shabbos in a public place where they can easily be destroyed. The Gemara will offer five interpretations of the machlekes in our Mishnah, whether a person should wear one or two pair at a time to save them. Parenthetically, the Gemara teaches the proper place on the head to wear tefillin. Some of the key terms and concepts we learned about include: Zochan la'adam shalei b'fanav, ve'in chavan la'adam el b'fanav. We can do something positive on behalf of another person without his consent, but cannot do anything that may be a disadvantage for him unless he agrees. Malkam yesh b'reish lahanich shtei tefillin. The appropriate area on our heads is large enough to accommodate two sets of tefillin. Mitzvah tzriches kavana. In order to fulfill a mitzvah, one must have the intent to fulfill the mitzvah. Baal Taisif, there is an isur lav for one to add to a mitzvah, as in our case, to wear two pairs of tefillin.